Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June the 24th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Hundreds of street vendors marched in Harare today and petitioned the parliament over the government's plan to relocate them to designated vending sites.
This eviction, what it means literally is that we are going to die. Because evicting us from the streets means our livelihoods would have stopped from that moment.
Zimbabwe is under the spotlight today in Washington, D.C., where various stakeholders are discussing economic and political problems in the country.
We don't provide direct support to the government of Zimbabwe, but we remain steadfast in our commitment to the people of Zimbabwe.
And former Information Minister Jonathan Moyo, who left his cabinet post yesterday on a technicality after securing an elective parliamentary seat in the recent by-elections, remained silent on his future today.
These stories and much, much more coming up.
Hundreds of street vendors marched in Harare today despite police attempts to block them and petitioned parliament over the government's plan to relocate them to designated vending sites. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
More than 300 placard-carrying street vendors gathered along Resende Street near town house, demanding that the government should extend its June 26 deadline to relocate them to designated vending sites, arguing that the government's plan is not feasible. As the protesters reached the corner of Julius Nyerere Way and Nelson Mandela Avenue, heavily armed police details formed a human shield, blocking the protesters from proceeding to parliament, where they intended to hand over their petition. After more than an hour of negotiations between police and the leaders of the protest, the two groups agreed to allow only four vendors to proceed to the August House to submit their petition that was later handed to Acting Clerk of Parliament, Nomason Tosunga. One of the leaders of the demonstrators, Justice Munyai, Board Secretary of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, or NAVUZ, told the demonstrators that vending was the only source of their livelihood and vowed not to relocate to any other sites that are being proposed by government, saying they were not enough to accommodate all the vendors.
This eviction, what it means literally is that we are going to die. Because evicting us from the streets means our livelihoods would have stopped from that moment. Our livelihoods emanate from the day-to-day sales we make in the streets. And my living is not lucrative. I live from hand to mouth. So, if for only 24 hours I'm stopped from operating in the CBD, it means that I will not be able to provide for my family.
Munai added that the vending sites that have been designated by government were being run by what he called space barons that he claims are politically connected. The NAVUZ leader said authorities should address the economic challenges facing the country that are forcing many people to turn to informal trading.
The petition is imploring the government to come to terms with the fact that our economy is ailing. And since our economy is ailing, removing the symptoms or taking away by whatever force they can, the symptoms of this ailing economy will not solve the problem.
Movement for Democratic Change Member of Parliament for Bulawayo East, Tabitha Kumalo, who joined the demonstrators, said the ZANU-PF government should deliver on its election promises if it were to address the unemployment crisis that is resulting in many Zimbabweans turning into vending in order to eke out a living.
What we are saying as Zimbabweans, the ZANU-PF government promised 2.2 million jobs to the Zimbabwean people. And those jobs are not there. If they want these vendors off the streets, bring the 2.2 million jobs, the vendors will go to them.
When the four vendors that included Munai returned from parliament, where they submitted their petition, The rest of their colleagues had forced their way past the police barricade and were following Munai and others to the Augusta House, only to be stopped by the law enforcement agents at the intersection of Nelson Mandela and Sam Nujoma Street. The protesters then agreed to disperse after learning that their petition had been delivered at Parliament. The acting Speaker of Parliament said she will forward the petition to the relevant authorities for actioning. Today's demonstrations were given a go-ahead yesterday by the High Court after police backtracked on their earlier promise to monitor the protesters. Meanwhile, the Zimbabwean Formal Sector Organization also petitioned local government minister Ignatius Chombo, calling on government to abandon its planned evictions of the street vendors and engage all stakeholders in order to find common ground. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.